弟兄姐妹好，请你打开哥罗西书第一章。
Good day to brothers and sisters. Please open your Bibles to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
第一章，我们今天看的是第十五节到十八节。
And we will be studying Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
找到，那我们一起读。爱只是那不能看见之神的像，是所生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
我们记得保罗写这份书信的时候的目的是为了要保护神的真理和哥罗西教会。
And we want to remember that the purpose of Paul writing this letter is to protect God's truth and also the church.
当时有一个很大的极端在攻击这个教会。
During that time there was a great heresy that was attacking the church.
我们知道这个异端是有两个信仰结合起来的，第一个是早期的诺斯底教和犹太教。
And this heresy is actually a combination of two other teachings, which is early Gnosticism and also Judaism.
我们知道是这两个，是因为我们可以在书信里面看到，而且也可以在历史上面可以看得到的。
And we can actually see these two heresies combined together from this letter itself and also from history.
我们不知道它的这个异端的细节的内容，只知道它的大概的原则。
We do not know the details of the heresy, but we do know the main principles that they were preaching.
因为保罗没有写出很细节的内容，只是大概的原则。
Because Paul did not mention the details of those heresies, but he only gave the main principles.
诺斯底教只成为一个成熟的哲学，在第二世世纪时候。
Gnosticism became a more mature philosophy only in the second century onwards.
但是在当时保罗时候，在第一世纪的时候也有这个哲学在那时候。
But while Paul was writing in the first century, such a philosophy already existed.
保罗没有写很多细节的内容，是因为他的策略、他的计划是要专心的讲什么是真理。
Paul did not mention the details of this heresy because his strategy was actually to pay attention to truth.
因为世界上只有一个真理，但是有很多错误。
Because in this world there is but one truth, yet there are many errors.
如果我们非常了解什么是真理的话，我们不论是什么错误，我们一看到就知道是错误的。
And what we really need is a firm understanding of the truth, and whatsoever error comes upon us, we will be able to discern.
就好像钱一样，如果你看到一个假的货币如果你非常认识的话，你不管是什么假的货币，你一看到就知道是假的。
It's just like a currency note. If you know how a real note looks like, then when you have a counterfeit note, you will immediately be able to spot it.
所以保罗的策略是要解释非常清楚什么是真理。
So Paul's strategy was to clearly explain what is the truth.
但是让我们了解一下这个异端的一些内容。
But let us try to understand a few details about the heresies.
这也是重要的，因为有这个背景，我们才可以真正的了解这个书信的内容。
This is important because only by understanding some of this background, then we will truly grasp the details of the letter.
特别是在这段经文。
Especially this particular passage.
那第一个的异端就是犹太教。
And the first heresy is Judaism.
犹太教相信如果你必须要遵守旧约的礼，比如说割礼和安息日。
And Judaism preaches that one must observe the Old Testament law, for example, the law of circumcision and also the law of Sabbath.
你要遵守这些礼才可以得救。
And you must observe these laws in order to be saved.
这是错的，因为我们得救是因信称义，不是因行称义的。
And this is wrong because we are justified by faith and not justified by works.
我们知道这个是犹太教，是因为在哥罗西书二章十六节，保罗说你不要被人在饮食上、节期、月朔、安息日上，不要让人论断你们，这些都是旧约的礼。
We know that such a heresy was rampant in those days because Colossians 2:16, Paul wrote to the church and told them not to let anyone pass judgment on them in questions of food and drink, or with regard to the festival or new moon or Sabbath, and this belonged to the Old Testament law.
这些礼都是隐而，是预表，已经被耶稣成全了，我们不用遵循他们。
And this were but the shadow of the things to come, and Christ Jesus has fulfilled them all. Therefore, we need not observe these laws anymore.
第二个异端就是早期的诺斯底教。
And the second heresy was early Gnosticism.
在当早期的教会的时候，诺斯底教这个异端是教会的最大的威胁。
And in the early church, Gnosticism was one of the biggest threats to the church.
有很多假的福音都是从这个异端写出来的。
And many false gospels originated from Gnostic writers.
可能你们有听说过，就是多马的福音和腓力的福音。
And you might have heard of the gospel according to Thomas and the gospel according to Philip.
因为每一年这个世俗的媒体都常常提出这些东西来。
Because every year the secular media would make mention of these gospels.
他们以为这些福音是失去的，现在找到的，这不是对的，这一天是被教会早期都已经拒绝的。
And the media claims that these are the lost gospels and now they have been found, but this is not true because the early church actually rejected these gospels as heresies.
很多作者，比如说 Dan Brown， 他写很多书比如说那个Da Vinci Code 来赚钱的。
And there are authors such as Dan Brown who wrote books like the Da Vinci Code to make profit.
我们不要去相信这些东西，这些都是错的，已经被早期的教会都拒绝的。
And we should not believe in these heresies because they have already been rejected as heresies by the early church.
诺斯底教是相信什么呢？
What does Gnosticism believe in?
他们相信全部世界的物体的东西都是邪恶的。
They believe that all things to do with matter or material is evil.
只有灵魂才是真正是好的，比如说神，神是一个灵。
And only the spirit is good, and for example, God who is spirit is good.
因为他们相信这个，他们要解释神是美好的，是灵，他为什么会创出一个有物体的世界，一个邪恶的 世间呢？
And they try to explain how the a good God who is spirit would have created an evil materialistic world.
为了解决这个问题，他们相信这个物体的世界不是神造的，而是一些天使造的。
And in order to explain their doctrine, they believe that this material world was not created by God, but by some angels.
是非常厉害，被创造的天使造这个物体的世界。
And angels, the very powerful angels who were created themselves created this world.
人的目标是要脱离这个物体的世界，得去那个全部是灵的世界，得到救恩。
And to attain salvation, the goal of man ought to be to break free from the material world and to reach the spiritual realm.
这个救恩呢，你要通过更高的知识才可以拿得到的。
And you can only attain this salvation through higher knowledge.
这些知识要从这些假教师来的。
And this higher knowledge must come from those false teachers.
因为他们是跟神有直接有说话，有那个意象。
Because the false teachers claim to have direct communication and visions from God.
这些假教师认为耶稣不是神，只是一位很伟大的天使。
And these false teachers preached that Jesus is not God, but he is just a very powerful angel.
所以他这些假教师叫这些信徒去崇拜别的天使。
And so these false teachers directed believers to worship angels.
所以在二章十八节，保罗说：“你不要去崇拜天使。”
That's why in chapter 2, verse 18, Paul forbid them to worship angels.
那我们回到我们这段经文。
So let us come back to this passage.
保罗写这个经文是他要提醒这些信徒，耶稣是神，不是被创造的天使，他是至高首位的神。
And the reason why Paul wrote this passage is to remind the Colossian Christians that Jesus is God. He was not a created angel, but Jesus, who is God, is preeminent and he is first.
在二章还看到在二章三节，他说全部一切的智慧知识都在耶稣里面，因为他是神。
And chapter 2 verse 3, Paul writes that in Christ is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and that is because he is God.
他是全世界的首位。
Jesus is preeminent over creation.
首位的意思就是说没有一个权威比他更高的。
To be preeminent means that he is the highest authority and there is no authority higher than him.
他是最高的至高的统治者。
He is the supreme ruler.
是最伟大的。
And he is the greatest.
记得我们上次看的经文是第九到第十四节。
And remember in our last passage we looked at was from verses 9 to 14.
在这段经文保罗为他们祷告，希望他们可以凡事在行事为人的时候可以对得起神，在凡事上面可以蒙他的喜悦。
And we remember that Paul prayed for the Colossians that they would be able to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord and fully pleasing to him.
而且要感谢神的救恩。
And they are to thank God for his salvation.
感谢神因为爱子把我们迁到他的国度里面。
And to thank God because the beloved son has delivered us to his kingdom.
但是如果哥罗西的信徒不相信耶稣是最高的，他的国度不是最伟大的，他们怎么可以行事对得起神呢？不能的。
But if the Colossians do not believe that Jesus is supreme and his kingdom is the greatest, then they will not be able to walk in a manner worthy of God.
一个国度是多么伟大，是要靠那个国王是多么伟大的。
How great a kingdom is depends on the greatness of the king.
如果 这个国王是软弱的，这个国度肯定也是软弱的。
If the king is a weakling, then the kingdom would be weak.
如果这些信徒相信耶稣只是一个诸侯王，就意味着这个国度不是最伟大的，还有一个更大的国度。
And if, these believers believe that Jesus is only a deputy king, then he will not, there will be a greater kingdom somewhere else.
他们会，对那个最大的、更高的国王感谢，而且他们会分心的，他们不会，专心的去崇拜耶稣，会想顺服别的更高的国王。
It means that elsewhere there would be a higher king that would they need to declare allegiance to.
我们知道在历史上面有很多诸侯王，他们有自己的国度，但是他们是软弱的，还有一个更高的权威在他们上面。
We know that in history there are kings that are actually subjects of other higher kings.
记得当耶稣诞生的时候，当他诞生成为一个人的时候，希律王也是一个王。
Remember that when Jesus was incarnated in the flesh, there was a king called Herod.
他在统治以色列，但是他只是一个诸侯王。
He ruled over Israel, but he was only a minor king.
A vessel king.还有一个更高的权威在他上面，这就是凯撒。
And there was a higher king above him, which was Caesar.
是他在统治以色列的。
And Caesar was the true ruler.
所以，更好的是要讨他的喜悦，不是希律王的喜悦。
So it is actually more important to please Caesar than to please Herod.
但是保罗告诉哥罗西，也是告诉我们这些信徒，耶稣是首位的，是至高的统治者，我们一定要蒙他的喜悦。
Therefore, Paul was telling the Colossians, and in fact is telling us today, that Jesus is the supreme ruler, and we should please him.
我们看第十五节，为什么他是首位的呢？
Let's look at verse 15. Why is Jesus preeminent?
他说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
He is the image of the invisible God.
像的意思就是这个反应，好像你看一个镜子的时候，你会看得到你的像。
And the image actually means the reflection, just like when you look at the mirror, you see your own reflection.
这个像在这个上文下里是完美的，是一切丰盛的，是全程完成的。
And this image from the context of the passage is a perfect image, and it is actually contains everything.
你看一章十九节，他说，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛，我们知道这个一切的丰盛是神性在他里面居住。
And for example, in verse 19, we can read, therefore in him, in Christ, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. The fullness of God means all the attributes of God.
你看二章九节说，神本性一切的身份都有形有体的居住在耶稣里面。
Chapter 2, verse 9, for in Christ, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
所以耶稣是100%神。
So Jesus was 100% God.
他是神的完美完整的像。
And Jesus is the perfect image of God.
神是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的。耶稣也是。
God is omniscient, he is omnipotent, and he is also omnipresent.
神也是在道德上面是完美的，他是没有罪。耶稣也是。
And he is also perfect in moral uprightness, and he is sinless. So is Jesus.
我们知道，我们也是叫神的像，但是我们的像跟耶稣不一样的。
We too were created in the image of God, but this image in us is different from Christ's image.
我们是不是完整的，我们是有限制的。
We are not perfect images of God because we are limited.
有缺乏的。
And we are lacking.
我们不是无所不知、无所不能，我们知道一些，可以做一些，也只能在一个地方。
And we are not omniscient, nor are we omnipotent, nor are we omnipresent. We know a little bit of things, we can do some things, and we are only present in one place.
而且我们在道德上面也是缺乏的，我们是有罪的。
And in our moral character, we lack a lot of things because we are sinful.
因为耶稣是完整100%的神，所以他是首位的。
Because Jesus is perfect and he is 100% God, therefore he is preeminent.
来，我们看，继续看，他说，他也是爱子，也是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And the second half of verse 15 says that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation.
这是在说耶稣的人性，我们刚才说了他的神性。
And just now we talked about Jesus' deity, now we are talking about his humanity.
这是在说，在他人性上面，他也是首位的。
In other words, in Jesus' humanity, he was also the first.
他不是，这个意思不是说他是被造的。
This does not mean that Jesus was created.
有很多邪教，比如说耶和华见证会，他们认为耶稣不是神，只是一个被造的天使。
And there are many cults, like for example, the Jehovah Witnesses. They believe that Jesus is not God, but he is only a created angel.
跟诺斯底教一样的。
And this is similar to Gnosticism.
但我们知道他不是被造的，在这个经文就可以看得到的。
But we know that Jesus was never created because it is clear from this passage.
在16节他说万有都是他是靠他造的，他不是被造的，他是造一切的。
Because verse 16 tells us that all things were created through him. In other words, Jesus was not created, but in fact he is the creator.
那么首生是什么意思呢？首生的意思就是他的名是排第一的，他是首位的。
What does it mean to be the firstborn? In other words, his name comes before every name.
他是最高的。
He is the highest.
我们可以看到这个字的用法在出埃及记4:22，他说以色列人是我的儿子，我的长子，这个意思就是首生的意思。
And we can see the same word being used in Exodus 4:22 when God declared Israel to be his firstborn son. This means to be number one.
以色列这个国家是在万国里面是最高的，是因为从这个国家来出，从这个国家，弥西亚会出来的。
And Israel is the highest nation of all the other nations because it is through the nation Israel that the Messiah came.
所以在这一节，保罗说。 耶稣的神性也是首位的。
Therefore, in this verse, what Paul is saying is that the deity of Christ is supreme.
保罗只是在重复耶稣的教导，在马太福音28章，他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
And Paul is merely repeating Jesus' teaching from Matthew 28, when Jesus declared that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这是在应验但以利7:13的预言。
And this is to fulfill the prophecy in Daniel 7:11.
为什么保罗要这样子说呢？因为耶稣诞生的时候，他没有权柄，他只是一个婴儿，但是他复活的时候。 全部的权柄都给了他，他是首位的。
And why did Paul say this? That's because when Jesus was born as an infant, he had no authority. But after his resurrection, all authority has been given to him.
他不只是他是呃 所谓的是因为他是神，而且我们看十六节，他是所谓的因为万有，所有的宇宙都是他创出来的。
And Jesus indeed is preeminent because verse 16 tells us that all things were created through him.
他说天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，这意思就是说一切都是在这个宇宙，一切都是他造的。
It says in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. In other words, everything was made by him.
他要提醒我们，耶稣是多么伟大的。
This reminds us how great Jesus is.
我们可以在这个被创造的世界看出来，神是多么伟大的。
And we can see the greatness of God through the created world.
你知道宇宙是多么大吗？
Do you know how big the universe is?
没有人知道的，但是我们知道这是非常非常大的宇宙。
No one knows exactly how huge the universe is, but yet we know that it is extremely huge.
我给你一个例子从地球到太阳差不多有1.5亿公里。
Let me give you an example. Between the Earth and the Sun, it's about 150 million kilometers.
如果坐航天飞机的话，要7个月才可以到的。
If you take
a space shuttle,
then it will take you 7 months to reach that.
这个太阳只是我们的银河系的一个星球。
And the sun is only one star in our solar system.
这个银河系有好几亿、好几亿的星球的。
And in the galaxy, there are billions of all these stars.
我们这个 Milky Way Galaxy 银河系，如果你要从一边到另外一边，需要10万年用光速达到的。
And if you want to travel from one end of the Milky Way to the other end, it needs a hundred thousand light years.
如果我们用光速，我们可以从地球到太阳只需要8分钟。
And if we travel with the speed of light, it only takes 8 minutes to reach the sun from the earth.
但是从这个这个银河系一边到另外一边要用10万年光速。
But to travel from one end of the Milky Way to the other of this galaxy, it needs 100,000 light years.
但是在这个宇宙中，我们这个星系只是一个。
And in this universe, our galaxy is just but one.
这个宇宙有好几亿、好几亿的星系。
And in the universe, there are billions of galaxies.
我都想不出来是多么大的，是非常奇妙可怕的。
And it is beyond my imagination how huge this is. In fact, this is wonderful and is fearsome.
我们的地球只是一个飞尘呢。
And our earth is but a speck of dust.
是，但是这个宇宙是非常可怕，非常大的。
And this universe is huge and it is awesome.
但是耶稣是更大的，因为他创造这个宇宙。
But Jesus is greater because he created the universe.
他的力量是更敬畏的。
His power is even more awesome.
他是用这个伟大的力量来统治这个世界。
And Jesus uses his great power to rule over this world.
他在这个宇宙中间是首位的。
And within the center of the universe, he is preeminent.
耶稣不只创造了这个物体的宇宙，他而且也创造了这个有灵魂的天使。
And Jesus did not just create this material universe, he also created the spiritual beings, which are the angels.
你看在第十六节他在说，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，指的都是天使。
Verse 16, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all these were created through him. These thrones, dominions, rulers and authorities refers to angels.
我们知道这些天使，因为在以弗所书六章十二节，他是这么也是这么指示天使的。你看，这是执政的、掌权的，就是说属灵的天使。
And we know that this word here refer to angels because Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the authorities, rulers, and the cosmic powers, and all these are the spiritual forces.
耶稣创造了这些天使，也在统治他们。
Jesus created all these angels and he rules over them.
那么在地球，他是不是一个统治者呢？
How about on earth? Is Jesus a ruler?
他也是最高的统治者在地球上面。
Indeed, he is also the highest ruler on earth.
因为每个人都知道，在保罗的时候，每个人都知道，地上的掌权人都是靠天使上面给的。
And we know this because even during Paul's time, they all accepted that those who ruled over them on earth.Actually, has angelic forces behind them.
如果他统治天使，意味着这就是意味着他也是统治全地球上面的掌权者。
So if Jesus ruled over the angels, it also implies that he rules over all the earthly rulers.
我们继续看，在十六节他说，这些都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Verse 16, let's continue. For by him all things were created, and all things were created through him and for him.
这借着他造的，是意思说，我们看到前面，他创造这个地球、这个宇宙，他不是靠别什么东西造的，他是靠自己造出来的。
And when Jesus created all things, and all things were created through him, it means that.Jesus did not receive any help in creation, but he himself created all things.
而且这个全宇宙造存在的目的就是为了这个所谓的耶稣，我们的神。
And the presence of the universe is actually for Jesus, our God.
一切都是为了他的美意。
And all is for his beauty.
一切都是为了彰显他的荣耀。他的伟大
and all this is to manifest his glory and his greatness.
我们看到在十字架就是他最高的荣耀
and on the cross is actually Jesus' most glorious moment.
我们看到在十五节、十六节，耶稣是首位的，因为他是神，而且他创造这个全宇宙。
So from verses 15 and 16, we can see that Jesus is preeminent because he created this universe.
我们只要敬畏他、爱他、服从他，不要服从别的、敬畏别人。
And all we need to do is to fear him, love him, and to obey him, and not anyone else.
是他保护我们，是他救我们的。
Because he protects us, and he is the one who saves us.
我们继续看。耶稣不只是在这个创作这个宇宙里面是所谓的，他在新的创作里面也是所谓的。
And let us continue, and we can see that Jesus is not only preeminent over creation, but Jesus is also preeminent over the new creation.
教会就是神的新的创作。
The church.Is God's new creation.
我们知道耶稣是至高的统治者，但是这个世界、这个宇宙被罪损害的。
We know that Jesus is the supreme ruler, but this universe has been marred by sin.
有很多堕落的天使和人类都在反抗他。
There are many fallen angels and also human beings who are opposing Jesus.
所以耶稣在修理这个堕落的宇宙。
So Jesus is repairing this fallen universe.
他开始第一个的工程就是十字架。
And his first project was the cross.
通过十字架，他呼召了一群人，成为他的教会。
Through the cross, Jesus called a group of people to become his church.
这教会就是耶稣的要完全修理这个宇宙的起头。
And the church is the beginning of Jesus's repairing this universe.
当他再来的时候，他会完全修理好这个宇宙，堕落的宇宙。在新的宇宙里面，他也是首位的。
When Jesus comes again, he will fully repair this fallen universe, and in the new universe, Jesus will still be preeminent.
那我们看第十七节，他说，第十七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Let's look at verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
保罗又提醒我们，这位在教会的首位就是耶稣，他是万有的之先。
And Paul reminds us once again that Jesus is preeminent because he is before all things.
之先的意思是说，当这个宇宙还没有被造的时候，它就存在，它就存在的。
And to be before all things means that Jesus already existed even before the universe.
它是从亘古到永远的。
And he has existed from everlasting to everlasting.
它不只创造这个宇宙，它而且是它，你看第十七节是它也是万有也是靠它而立的。
And not only did he create all things in this universe, but verse 17 tells us in him all things hold together.
而立的意思就是说他在支撑这个全世界。
And in him all things hold together means that Jesus through his power is upholding this whole world.
如果他想毁灭这个世界的话，一下子就没了。
In other words, if Jesus wants to destroy this world, it will be done in a moment.
他也是在支撑每个人的生命。
Jesus is also upholding each and every person's life.
如果他要我们死的话，如果他不支撑我们的话，我们一下子就会死。
If he wants us dead and stops upholding our lives, we will be dead in a moment.
就好像亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉，我们以前刚刚读的。
It's just like Ananias and Sapphira, which we just read about.
就是这位伟大的耶稣来做教会的首或者头。
And this great Jesus is the head of the church.
我们看第十八节，他也是教会全体之首。这个首也可以翻译成头的意思。
Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church.
他是原始的。
He is the beginning.
我们刚才知道，在教会就是一群人被神、被耶稣迁到他的国度里面，通过他的宝血在十字架上。
And the church is actually the group of believers that Christ has brought into or delivered to his kingdom by his blood on the cross.
每个人如果每个人认罪悔改，把他的靠耶稣的完美的义，如果他靠他的完美的义的话，他就会成为他的教会，他就成为一个新的创作。
If a person repents from his sin and believe in the perfect righteousness of Christ, then this person is a new creation and he becomes part of the church.
你看在哥林多后书五章十九节，他说，若有人在耶稣里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come.
Every believer receives a new spiritual life. 每个信徒都会得到一个新的属灵的生命。
Every believer receives a new spiritual life.
以前我们不信的时候，我们的灵魂是死的。
In the past, when we were still unbelievers, we are spiritually dead.
我们信了之后，我们灵魂是活着的。
And after we believe, our spirit now lives.
而且我们每个人都是在他的教会里面。
And each of us belong to his church.
耶稣就是这个教会，每个教会，每个信徒的手，他的头。
And Jesus is the head of the church. He is the head of every believer.
头的意思说，他在控制我们每个人的生活。
And being the head signifies that he is in control of each of our lives.
他在统治我们的生活。
He rules in our life.
在每个信徒，每个教会。
In every Christian, in every church.
而且他是给每个信徒，每个教会，生命支撑，在支撑他们。
And he gives every Christian, every church its life, and he is upholding this life.
他也是每个信徒，每个教会的方向和目的。
And he is also the direction and goal of every Christian and every church.
我们每个人来这里，一心一意的，侍奉他，就是为了他。
And each of us come and we serve him with one heart, it's all for him.
那么这个手，他耶稣是手也是头，然后在十八节他说他是原始的。
And not only is Jesus the head, but verse 18 tells us he is the beginning.
这个原首的意思是说他是每一个东西的开端，每一个全部的东西在这个宇宙里面都是他创造的。
And being the beginning means that everything began through Christ, so everything in this universe was created by him.
他是最高的元首的统治者。
He is the highest and he is the head and the ruler.
他不是一个软弱的诸侯王。
He is not a weak vassal king.
是这个最高至高的王在统治我们这个教会的。
He is the highest, the supreme king that rules over our church.
所以哥罗西信徒他们不用害怕别的天使。
Therefore, the Colossian Christians need not fear no angel.
我们也不要害怕魔鬼。
And we need not fear the devil.
如果我们服从他蒙他的喜悦的话，没有下面的权威可以碰我们的。
If we obey Christ and if we submit to his authority and please him, then no other authority under him can harm us.
而且耶稣跟他的教会跟我们每个人的每个人的有一个特别的关系。
And in fact, Jesus has a special relationship with his church and each and every believer.
你看在十八节他继续说他是从死里首先复生的。
If we continue with verse 18, it says Jesus is the firstborn from the dead.
这个意思说他是第一个人在死里面复活的时候得到荣耀的身体，不会喜坏的身体。
This means that Jesus was the first ever person to be resurrected with a glorified body which will not undergo decay.
我们知道很多人在圣经里面死了又复活，但是他们过了一段时间又死了。
We know that there were people who were resurrected, they were dead, but they were resurrected from the Bible, but actually after that they died again.
因为他们没有得到那个不能洗坏荣耀的身体。
Because they have not yet received the imperishable and the glorified body.
耶稣是第一个人得到这个荣耀的复活。
Jesus was the first man to receive this glorified resurrection.
他不但是第一个，他还会给每个信徒一个荣耀的身体复活。
Not only was he the first, but he will give every believer a glorified resurrected body.
当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们会在我们的荣耀的身体被他统治的。
When we meet Jesus in the future, he will rule over us through our glorified bodies.
神为了这样子做的是因为他要在一切里面使耶稣当作首位。
And God will do this because he wants Jesus to be preeminent.
你看第十八节他说使他可以在凡事上居首位。
If you read verse 18, it says that in everything he might be preeminent.
不管是在这个世界现在还是在新的创作里面他都是首位的。
So whether in this world right now or in the new creation, in a new order in the future, Jesus will be preeminent.
但是我们知道在现在没有一切是被他征服的。
But we know as well that not everything right now is subjected to him.
但是有一天他回来的时候每个人每这全世界他都会修理好的每个人都会被他征服的。
But we know that when Christ comes again a second time, he will repair this entire world and everyone will be subjected to him.
腓立比书二章很清楚地说叫一切在地上的、天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Philippians 2:10 tells us that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
就全世界每个人都会有一天、向他前面跪下来的。
So the whole world and all that is in it will one day bow down to Jesus.
不管你是愿意还是不愿意，你一定要、跪下来。
Whether you are willing or you are reluctant, you will be made to bow.
但是你跪的时候，他会把反抗他的人。分别分散、从那个、没有反抗他信他的人分开的。
And in that day Jesus will separate those who opposed him from those who did not oppose him and those who believed in him.
我们每个人都会被他统治的都会被他管理的。
And everyone will be subjected to Christ's rule.
要么他像一个、敌人统治你，要么他像一个、朋友统治你的。
He will either rule over you as an enemy, or he will rule over you as a friend.
这个决定是由你个人来决定的。
And this decision is being made by you right now.
我们现在的生活就要一定要、做这个决定。
And we have to make this decision in our lives right now.
这个世界上只有这两个选择，一个把它当作、你的朋友，一个把它当作你的敌人。
And you only have these two choices. One, you treat Jesus as your friend, and the other is you treat him as your enemy.
如果你还在反抗他，把他当作敌人的话，你是在行叛国罪。
If you are still opposing Jesus, then you are actually committing an act of treason.
你是在反抗创造这个宇宙几千几亿的星系。
You are opposing the creator of the billions of the galaxies.
你的审判是非常可怕的。
And your judgment will be fearful.
希伯来书十章三十一节说若在永生的神的手里是、真是可怕的。
Hebrews 10:31 tells us it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
但是如果你想做他的朋友的话你就要放下你的武器投降。
And if you want to be Jesus' friend, you must cast down your weapons and surrender.
你要最忠诚的服侍他
and you must serve him sincerely.
放下武器就是意思说你要承认你是一个罪人你应该要被神审判的。
To drop your weapons means that you must acknowledge your sins and that you are deserving of judgment from God.
你要悔改
You must repent.
你要信耶稣替你在十字架、审判了被审判了。
You must believe that Jesus was crucified on the cross for your sins and your judgment.
十字架是我们的平安。
The cross is our peace.
我们的和平。
And it makes peace for us.
那这是神的，这是神的啊恩典。
This is God's grace.
给我们这些反叛者。
And it's God's grace given to us who oppose Him.
这个恩典给我们，是给我们，这个是一个机会，给我们投降，放下我们的武器。
And this grace is actually God's giving us an opportunity to surrender and to drop our weapons.
服从他，也甘心的服侍他。
And to obey Him and to serve Him willingly.
这个恩典不是一个机会来给我们一直在反抗他的。
This grace is not to allow us to continue opposing him.
如果你还没有把耶稣当作你生活的首位的话，你不能叫他是主。
If you have not treated Jesus as preeminent in your life, you cannot claim that he is your Lord.
你还是他的敌人。
You are still his enemy.
那什么叫我们应该要怎么了解把耶稣成为我们生活的首位呢？
How are we to understand what it means that Jesus is preeminent in our lives?
在我们生活里面，是不是耶稣是不是只在星期天是你的王，是你的首位，是你的主，但是在星期一到星期六不是，是你做主的。
In our lives, is Jesus only our Lord and our King on Sunday? But we are our own Lords and Kings from Monday to Saturday.
耶稣是我们的首位，在我们生活里面是首位，是不是意思是不是每一天23:59他做主，但是有一分钟你做主？
Does it mean that when Jesus is preeminent, that he will be our Lord and King for 23:59 in a day, but for one single minute, I am Lord?
意思是不是说，耶稣只是在你家里的时候是主，但是你去中国去工作的时候你是主？
Does it mean that Jesus is preeminent in your home, but when you go to work, you are Lord?
不是的，他是全宇宙的主宰，他是全宇宙的首位。
Of course not, because Jesus is the supreme ruler of the entire universe and he is preeminent in the universe.
在我们生活每一个方面，在我们每一秒的生存里面，他都要做主，不是我们。
In every moment and second of our lives,Jesus should be Lord and not us.
如果耶稣是在我们生活里面是首位的话，意思说他是你第一个优先。
If Jesus is preeminent in your life, it means that he always gets the priority.
在你娱乐生活里面，在你工作里面，你学校里面，不管是钱，不管是时间，不管是关系，不管是你的生活的目标，他都是首位的。
And whether is it in your entertainment or in your workplace or in your schools, in your money and your time and in whatever in your life, Jesus must be preeminent.
很多人以为耶稣是首位，是这么回事。他是在他们的优先里面，他是第一。然后第二是家庭，第三是工作。
Some people will think that if Jesus is preeminent, it means that in their life, Jesus is number one. Number two will be the family. Number three will be their work.
这不是的，更好的思想，更准确的思想是，耶稣是第一、第二、第三、第四的，在每一个生活方面里面，他都是首位的，他是你的目标，你的方向。
And that is actually not the correct thought. In fact, the more accurate thought is that Jesus ought to be your number one, number two, number three, number four, etc. in your life, which means that in absolutely every area of your life, Jesus ought to be preeminent, and He should be your direction and your goal.
你看，在哥罗西三章第十七节，保罗是这么说的：无论做什么，或说什么，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神的。
Indeed, Paul says this in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
所以在你娱乐的生活方面，你做工，你读书，不管是哪一方面，你都要讨他的喜悦，你都要遵守他的命令。
So whether it is entertainment or work or school, in whatever that you do, you should seek to please Jesus and you want to know what is His command.
意思说，他的计划，他的旨意是比你的计划更高的。
In other words, Jesus' will is higher than your plan.
当你的计划不顺利、不如意、不吉祥的时候，你不能抱怨的。
And you should not complain when your plan fails to come to pass.
你要想想，你是谁？你可以向创造几千几亿的星系的宇宙，向他抱怨呢？
Think about who you are, and how can you complain to the creator of the millions and billions of galaxies?
你一定要，服从他，要。谦卑地到他里面祷告，求他，不能抱怨。
You must obey him and humbly plead and pray to him rather than complain.
你也不能忧虑。
Neither should you worry.
你也不能怀疑神是完全的爱你的。
And you should never doubt that God loves you perfectly.
神是，他的目的是一切做的事都是为你好的。
Whatever that God does is for your good.
他爱的目的是要成圣你。
And He loves you because He wants you to be sanctified.
所以他给我们耶稣替叫耶稣替我们死的。
Therefore He sent Jesus to die for us.
成圣他是他的目标，也是对我们好最好的。
And to be sanctified is His goal.For us, and it is best for us.
所以我们不能怀疑他的爱，我们要顺服他，不能抱怨，要靠他。
So we cannot doubt God's love. We must obey Him and stop complaining and depend on Him.
因为十字架是神给出来的最高的代价，别的是很容易的。
Because the cross, or rather on the cross, God paid the highest price and other things are easy for Him.
如果他给了我们最高的代价的话，别的东西他一定会给我们的。
If He has already given us the heaviest price, would He not give us anything else?
如果我们在追求他的义的时候，他一定会给我们的。
If what we are pursuing is His righteousness, He will give all these things to us.
如果你的成绩、你的工作不好，或者你在寻找一个配偶找不到，这些的要求可能是好的，但是你要求他的时候，你要知道他是首位，他是你的主，你不能抱怨的。
If your results or in academic results are not good, or if your work is not ideal.Or if you are searching for a partner but have not found one, you should not be complaining even though none of these requests are bad.
当神还没有回答你的祷告的时候，你不能犯罪，你也不能向他讨价还价，向他跟他做交易的一样。
And before God answers your prayer,You must not sin, and neither should you bargain with God.
你也不能千万不要把你自己成为神的敌人。
And most importantly, do not turn yourself into an enemy of God.
你要等待他，要相信他，要知足，要侍奉他。
You must wait upon the Lord, trust in Him, be content and serve Him.
我记得 我一次辅导一个单身的弟兄。
I remember counseling a single brother.
关于谈恋爱和婚姻。
About relationships and marriage.
他有一些有罪的情绪，他不肯放下他一些以前谈过恋爱的女孩子。
And there were a lot of sins involved. He refused to let go of his past relationships.
是变成了一个障碍。
And it became a hindrance.
也使他犯罪。
And it caused him to sin.
我是这么告诉他的，我说，你不要把你自己成为神的敌人，在这个方面。
And this was what I told him. Do not turn yourself into an enemy of God in this area.
他听到说他非常吃惊的。
And he was shocked when he heard that.
但是他是很愿意学习的。
But he was very teachable.
And 他知道我说的对，他最后他非常感谢我的。
And he knew that I was right, and he was extremely thankful.
他改了自己。
He changed himself.
然后，几月后，他跟一个女孩子谈恋爱，然后跟她结婚了。
And a few months later, he was in a relationship and got married.
所以在你每个生活的方面里面，你不要把神成为你的敌人。
So in every area of your life, do not turn God into your enemy.
你要知道他是在你的生活里面是首位的，你要服从他的。
You must know that in your life, God is preeminent and you must obey Him.
如果你不这么做的话，你会受到很多的苦难，很多的痛苦。
If you do not do this, you will suffer many things.
因为神会管教你的。
Because God will discipline you.
因为他爱你，他要成圣你的。
Because He loves you, He wants to sanctify you.
所以我们不要不要做一个没有智慧的人，傻瓜。
So, do not be an unwise person.
一定要把耶稣当作我们生活的首位，因为他是神，而且他创造这个伟大的宇宙。
And we must have Jesus being preeminent in our lives because He is God and He created this great universe.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们承认你是这个宇宙的首位，你是最高的统治者，你在统治这个宇宙，也是在统治新的创作。求主，我们每个人把这个真理放在我们的心里面，让我们不会得罪你，让我们服从你，在每个方面里面，我们生活里面都要服从你，都要侍奉你，不要埋怨，要知足，要等待你。我们感谢你对我们的爱，在十字架的爱。让我们不要怀疑你的爱对我们。我们知道你是为了我们的成圣，才十字架上面。我们感谢你，我们求你给我们力量，让我们为你而活。我奉你的名祷告，阿门。